Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compte-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking tips to travel smarter, easier, and cheaper.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compte-Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Travel Tuesday for Millennial Money. Welcome, and thanks so much for joining us. So for this week, we are actually going to compile a list of tips to travel smarter, easier, and cheaper. And basically what happened was when we travel a lot, we take a lot of notes, and we actually just had a little business trip, quick one down to San Diego and Carlsbad. And so we hey, you know what? What about all the tips we've been kind of compiling? I was on a press trip just a couple of weeks ago, and I was compiling some notes. And what we do is like, oh, what about this? What about that? When I was on a trip, and I get this a lot when Sean is actually not with me, people ask, you know, like, what credit card do you use? And I have to text her and go, well, which one is the best one to use? And things like that. So we have a lot of these kind of tips. So for this app episode. And first of all, we're going to start with that. Let's start with the credit card. So like I said, people always ask me, what is the best credit card to use to travel to get points for?
Yeah. And I think that's a little bit, you know, as with like anything that we talk about money, it's kind of like an asterisk, like, well, it depends. And I know people get tired of me saying that for a lot of things, but it does sort of depend.
One of my very favorite credit cards is the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. And again, it's not an ad for the card. They don't pay me in any way, shape, or form.
We actually use it, though.
We actually use the card all the time. And it is one of the most robust credit cards that I've found for reward points, because what Chase allows you to do is go into something called the Ultimate Rewards Center, which is kind of like their online hub. And you can actually redeem free flights for a 20% discount on there. So it could be, you know, a real savings. Like if, you know, I just gave this example, I know recently on a podcast, but if you were traveling to Europe and it would have cost you 50,000 points, but in the Chase Rewards Center, it only costs you 40,000 points, you know, that's a big savings to you, and it can actually stretch your points a lot. So I'm a huge fan of that credit card. I think they give them, you know, some of the most robust points. You get a point for everything, you know, for dining out, you get extra points for shopping and traveling and all sorts of stuff. But it also does depend on how you travel. So if you don't fly a lot of places, but maybe you stay at a lot of hotels or a particular hotel chain, then,
especially if you use that for business too and stuff.
Yeah, then, you know, you might want to look into getting that particular hotel chain's credit card. That might be more lucrative for you in redeeming points. You know, if there's an airline that you fly, I'm a big fan of getting that airline credit card. I know we have the American credit card, and that just basically saves us $100 each trip because we don't have to pay for bags.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you use with the American credit card as well, too? Or any airline credit card?
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes you can get into their like, secret lounges that they have, and those are always great, especially if you're on a layover, because, you know, you can kind of eat the free food and drink the beverages and get free Wi-Fi and hang out, you know. Some even have showers and things like that, you know, that are beneficial if, like, you're traveling overseas. So it kind of depends on, like, what level you are on the credit card, but really the reason these days that you have one of those credit cards is just because you can totally save on those bag fees. And if you are starting your family and maybe you've got, you know, a kid or a couple of kids, like, you know, it could be a big deal. Or maybe you're traveling with your parents somewhere. Yeah. You know, I know in American we can actually take 4 free bags, and so,
and that's helpful because that's 25-35 bucks a pop.
It's $25 a pop. Yeah, so yeah, that's $50 each way, and if there's 4 of you, you know, that's $200. I mean, it starts to be like real money that you can actually use on your vacation.
Well, I mean, a second bag is like a lot of times $35, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, I mean, you know, that adds up, right?
Yeah,
there.
And the airline cards, a lot of times, like, I know if we're flying American and we use the card, we get a discount on, you know, like, all of, you got to pay for everything these days, so the food and the drinks and whatever else, you know, you can get. You can also earn points for all that stuff that you're paying for. So, you know, again, it just sort of depends on how you're traveling. I would say overall the Chase Sapphire Preferred really is kind of my favorite because we've booked free flights on it. And, you know, I'm a big junkie at, like, trying to research everything and figure out, like, the best way to maximize my points. And I've been able to kind of do it the best with that credit card.
Right. So the Sapphire one is the one that you would go to, and that's the one we use.
Yeah, that would be my go-to.
But there's other ones out
there. There's lots of other ones out there.
It might fit better with other people's banks and stuff.
Yeah, and I'll put a link in the show notes to, you know, a couple articles where you can kind of see a composite of the different credit cards depending on your own situation. But you got to really figure out how you like to travel or what is most realistic for you. You know, if you're not spending a lot of money each month too, you know, the airline credit cards might not, I mean, you might be better off just getting a cash back card and using that cash back towards your airline, you know. So it depends on your spending, depends on the way you travel and lots of things like that.
Right. So, and you just mentioned an article, and our next tip, the tip that I'm going to talk about, and we'll both talk about, that I was just reading in one of the travel magazines, and I don't write for them, so I'm not going to name who they are. And they were actually talking about when people lose their bags, and that that the airlines are not responsible for that, and there was this whole thing. So, but we also got us to thinking about. I read this all the time. I see this all the time when I fly. I see people saying, "Oh, they lose items. They lose valuables, basically," and especially people going on a vacation. It's one thing maybe you're on a business trip, but especially on a vacation that you're either bringing something back, say you went to Europe, say you went to Hawaii, wherever you went, and you know, they lose their valuables because they pack it in the suitcase. And maybe a lot of you guys are listening right now going, well, of course you don't do that. Well, but people do it all the time. And we travel, especially when I travel for work, and I have to, you know, have a lot of recording equipment. I have camera, I have sometimes a tripod, sometimes multiple cameras, whatever the case is, you know, lenses and stuff like that. I'm bringing everything with me for the most part in my carry-on, you know, either my backpack or sometimes if I have to have more, I have an extra bag to carry a lot of that stuff. But I also, and maybe this is not a good tip for people trying to go through my bag, but if I bring microphones, I'm going to bring the microphones with me in my bag, but say I have, you know, extra cables and stuff like that, I'll have that in my suitcase that I check, you know, through the airlines and stuff like that. So sometimes it's good to kind of break up things like that, that people know that they won't be able to take or won't be able to use. And if you want to steal the cables, great. You're not going to have the mics with it or whatever the case is and stuff like that. But it's really important to not have your real valuables and stuff like that in a suitcase. If you're coming back from a vacation and you bought something or whatever the case is, or if you have, you know, if you have a lot of jewelry and stuff like that, to me, that just makes more sense that you just have it in your carry-on. But it's also something you could also, you know, ship ahead of time if that's what you want to do too. If it's something you bought or if it's, you know, whatever the case is. But we see this a lot that I think, you know, it's really important to not have your real valuable kind of stuff that can be stolen, because it really happens a lot.
Yeah, and if you bought anything, like ladies, if you bought any jewelry, like anything that, like diamond or anything like that, like just wear it. Wear it or put it somewhere in your carry-on. Do not put it in your luggage. You're just asking for, you're just asking for it. Even if you bury it, a lot of times I know people will like bury something and think that it can't be found. Well, sometimes if they go through your bag, they demolish your bag. And so, especially if you're traveling somewhere like that's maybe slightly sketchy or, I mean, I know this happens in the United States, but I've heard a lot more cases when you're traveling outside the United States is they just don't have a respect for whatever's in your bag. And, you know, you could.
No, there are definitely countries that will target, you know, Western countries and stuff like that. Not just Americans and stuff like that, that they will actually, oh, okay, boom, this people probably have something there and they're going to go through your bag and stuff. And especially in these days that they're allowed to inspect our bags too, that I happens to me all the time, just randomly. It's like, why did you why did TSA or somebody else go through my bag?
Yeah. I mean, just use common sense. I know it sounds like common sense. Like now when you're listening to it, you're like, well, yeah, of course I wouldn't pack that. But you know, we sort of like hear it happening all the time. And you know, so if you just, maybe like a little forethought of like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't put that in my luggage. Just in case.
Or maybe you also don't, if you're bringing valuables, it's also one thing. Maybe you don't bring a lot of that jewelry. Obviously, it happened to Kardashian that she actually was robbed in Paris. And there was also another, I saw in some other famous person recently was in another hotel, I think in New York or something like that. They weren't there and not held hostage like she was and stuff. But they had jewelry stolen. So it happens all the time.
And don't flaunt it on Instagram, for God's sake. Exactly. Or Facebook, or something. Exactly. Like, please, we don't need to know that you just went out and bought some, you know, really expensive something. The world does not need to know that. And that the location tag it, too. That's a good tip, too, I think. I know a lot of times, you know, in these days, like, you want everybody to know where you're staying or when you're on Instagram. And we tend to a lot of times tag like the city location or something that's like close to where we're at, but not exactly where we're at. Cause I mean, there's just all sorts of crazy things that can happen these days. And, you know, I would just hate for it to be something innocent that you were doing on your behalf and end up, you know, not being something good.
Exactly.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report, and I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
So one of the other things, too, that people always ask us, and a lot of times they ask me if I'm not with you, is, well, how do you find travel deals, or how do you find the places that you go to, or how do you find, you know, a perfect cruise or a perfect hotel or a perfect Airbnb and stuff like that? And so we have a lot of different websites that we look at, but you're also the queen of this. You're so much better. You know, I might be the travel writer. You're the one that actually is the planner and you know, finds all these places. So where are the places to go online and find a good deals and stuff?
Yeah, you know, there's always new places that pop up all the time. I like Travel Zoo a lot. They kind of do their top 20 list, so that's really all I pay attention to on Travel Zoo is the top 20 list, like what kind of top 20 specials are they offering to different places. And sometimes we've only booked maybe one or two things actually through Travel Zoo, but it kind of will spark my brain and go, oh, maybe I should check this out or check that out. For flights, you know, Google Flights is really good. You can kind of use that as like a base to figure out, But I've never actually booked through Google Flights. I use HipMonk a lot, actually, because sometimes we'll start in one place and end in someplace differently. So we'll use like a couple of different airlines. And I like HipMonk too, because I can set actually like a fare alert. And so it can actually, it emails us when flights are changing and they're different. But I think the real trick, unfortunately, to finding the best places to stay and fly and is research. I mean, I know that we want to go to like one site and get the best deal, but that's just not the way it works. And so I usually end up checking like easily 4 to 5 different sites. And like when we're flying somewhere, we'll check the airline site, we'll check HipMonk, we'll check, you know, Google Flights, we'll check a lot of different places. And I'll set fare alerts like at a bunch of different sites, because I know that, you know, sometimes there are special deals.
And that's important too, to set so they can remind you. And
yep. And even, you know, we just had Scott from Scott's Cheap Flight on the podcast. And, you know, I mean, I'm constantly getting emails from him and his site, and they're just amazing deals, but they're like, okay, you got to act right now. Like if this is where you want to go, you got to go like right now. And I think that's great, because, you know, we can become like really lazy when we're, you know, searching around for our flights or our deals. And sometimes they are that fast, like they come and they go. So if you find something like really cheap and you know it's cheaper than it's been, you know, like book it, you know, because a lot of times what we'll do is we'll book hotels when I find deals. And then we may have like 2 or 3 hotels booked, knowing that obviously we're not going to stay at 2 or 3 hotels. We're going to cancel one out, but I sort of lock in those special deals when I find them, because they won't be there when you come back in 24 hours. You know, I know I've done this a couple of times. We've traveled like where I'm like, okay, well, I'll come home and we'll talk about where we're going to go. And then when I go back on the site, I'm like, crap, that deal's gone. I know I should have booked it, you know? And I think a lot of airlines now, what's great is you can actually hold your ticket. Like I was just checking Hawaiian Airlines for something, and I could hold that flight for 7 days and not have to pay for it. And that's a big deal.
And there's a lot of European carriers too that do that.
So don't
actually a lot of international, I should just say.
Don't think twice about it, because you don't have to pay anything. You know, you got to make sure you cancel it obviously before that time, or book it before that time period is up, I should say. But you know, I think the unfortunate thing is there's actually no secret, but you just have to do a lot of, you know, you have to find the, if you're that person, or if your friend's that person, or your boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse, like let them be that person. Because like for me, it's relaxation actually to check, to do all this. Like it's fun for me, and maybe that's why I'm a planner. But
I think it's easy for us to always have, people have the mindset, well, I'll just go to Expedia, or I'll just go to Kayak, or I'll just go to wherever. And so, I mean, at least Kayak actually compiles so many different ones. But say you just go, I'm just going to go to Expedia. But you can actually maybe go to, like you said, go to the airline website. And especially these days, sometimes because it's so competitive these days, that airlines are going to be cheaper a lot of times. And then a lot of times they'll be more expensive. So you just never know. But if the more sites that you can compile and you can find the ones that maybe you think are better or you just like to use better, the more I think you're going to go, okay, cool. And I finally got a good deal.
Yeah. And oh, I must say too, like I am in love with Priceline.com's name your price for a rental car. I use that sucker every time, and I underbid. So if they, you know, the average, I'll look up what the average price is a car rental. Let's say it's $40 a day. And I'll go, oh, I'm going to bid $15. And then, you know, I'll say, oh no, we can't take your bid. So I'll just keep going up $1 until I hit the sweet spot. And I mean, we have saved so much money on rental cars just by using that. That is one of the biggest secrets, I think, if you're using a rental car. And what you have to do is when you're on Priceline.com, it's not the main page where, you know, you'll put in your travel details. You got to scroll down a little bit, and it's this like little box that says name your price. Like it's purposefully hidden a bit. That's what you have to click on to use this. And again, it beats time and time again any discount site, Costco travel, anything. It is just, I mean, we save 50% or more every single time.
And you've done that the last couple of times too, so which has been great. So Priceline, if you're listening,
please sponsor us.
We're looking for a sponsor. Yes. So and that actually leads us into the next thing, talking about finding deals when you're in a city. Whether they could be, so many cities these days also have free places. You can go to free museums, free whatever and stuff like that. But also in your hotel, a lot of times. And the last few hotels we've stayed in, it got me to thinking. I was in Portland a couple weeks ago by myself, and I found some really great deals that they had. At the Hotel Lucia that I stayed, our friends there, they put me up, and so thank you for that, Hotel Lucia. And it's such a really cool hotel. This is really cool artistic hotel, and we're going to talk more about that in a Portland episode coming up. But Portland is a great city, and one thing it's known for is craft beer. It's one of the biggest, if I think it actually is the biggest city for craft beer in the U.S., actually probably in the world. But they actually have a happy hour. I believe it's like 5 to 6 or something like that, 5:30, 6:30, something like that. And it's a craft beer hour. And they have on tap, I believe, 2 to 3, you know, craft beers. And so you could taste them, and they rotate them all the time. So they're going to have a new one. And that's a really cool thing, because a lot of hotels have happy hour these days, but they used to really have, you know, free happy hours, or you know, even if it's a wine hour and stuff like that. But a lot of hotels have that more and more these days, too. I've seen several hotels have like a wine hour, you know, or sometimes even a wine hour, too. And that's really important. Like if you could, you know, work your day around like, hey, you know, if we're going to do some relaxing before we go out to dinner, let's go down to the lobby. You also can meet people too, which is a really cool thing.
It can be a cool thing.
But the other thing too, at the Hotel Lucia, and I've seen this at a couple hotels, and they especially in Portland, because Portland is also one of the biggest bike-friendly cities in the country as well, too. You can actually get a bike at the Hotel Lucia, not only a bike, a Shinola bike, which is a premier, very pricey bike, and tour the city that way. And they have a lot of bike rentals in Portland, a lot of bike tours, you know, for people visiting the city and whatnot. Right down the road, there was also another hotel that they also had. I saw that they had bike rentals too. But this is free. A free Shinola bike that you can actually get. We actually just went down to Carlsbad for the night, and we stayed at the Cape Ray in Carlsbad. And when we got there, they gave us several different cards, and one was a complimentary appetizer. If you go for lunch and stuff like that, they also have some other deals too, you know, where you can go to the lagoon and you get a 2-hour rental of things. They also have, you know, a whole list of different resort amenities and stuff like that. So it's those kind of things. And sometimes they will tell you about this and sometimes they won't. So sometimes you have to actually find these things.
I think you should always ask. You should always ask when you check in, like, hey, are there any complimentary amenities that I should be aware of? There's nothing wrong with saying that either. You don't sound like an idiot. But I think you sound smarter. Like, hey, you know, I'm staying at your hotel. Nowadays, I'm giving you a fair amount of money. Like, what are you going to give back to me? And a lot of times they'll forget to tell you, or like maybe you won't see the sign or something like that. Or sometimes there are hidden amenities and you just got to ask to get it. So I always say ask.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like when I checked in, like I said, the hotels, Lucia had just amazing service. So they made me aware of all. Well, you walk in into the lobby and it's a really cool lobby and you see these bikes hanging on the wall and you're like, oh, okay, what's the deal there? But they are really good about, hey, and we got this deal and we got this deal and we got this restaurant here and stuff like that. So a lot of hotels are really good at it, but sometimes they don't do that. Ask, going, hey, is there anything else we're missing? Is there any other deal here? And these days, especially with you know, the popularity of Airbnb and stuff like that, hotels are trying to cater to you even more and more and make it a really cool experience.
Yeah, because they're losing your business, and I'm right there with them.
Right, exactly. So the other thing too, that when we go on a trip or plan a trip ourselves, but we also get this question a lot too, do you get insurance or do you not get insurance?
Yeah, and you know, we haven't bought insurance on a lot of trips, but there are a lot of trips we should have bought insurance. So it's kind of hindsight. But I think, look, if you're going on any big trip where it's a couple $1,000 plus,
and maybe you've been planning it for a few years,
and it's a big saving for a while, I think insurance is a good thing. A lot of times you can get it, you know, through your airline when you book your airline. There are lots of sites where you can just get it independently, and basically it's just not that expensive. I mean, it may cost you $50 or $60 and you may be kind of going, oh man, like this trip is already costing me a lot of money. Do I want to pay that? But if you get sick or you get in an accident or just something bad happens and you can't travel, I mean, the idea of losing, you know, $3,000 or $5,000 plus, it just, it makes me feel like super, super nervous. Especially if you, maybe if you have young kids or something like that.
That's so unpredictable.
Gosh,
yeah.
So many things can come up. So what you want to always do is just check the, before you buy the insurance, just check the restrictions and check the exclusions. So a lot of times, sometimes these travel insurance will actually exclude, like if you're pregnant. So if you're pregnant and something comes up, you cannot use the travel insurance. Well, you need to know that ahead of time, right? If you're pregnant. So, you know, different things like that. If you might have something pre-existing that, you know, was going on that, that your doctor knew of when you booked this trip. So you, you know, not all travel insurance is created equal. You just want to make sure that what you're buying will actually meet your needs if something comes up. But it's not a bad idea if it's a big trip, because again, you know, being out that money, I mean, you're not going to get, you know, if you have to cancel your airline, you're, you know, you can actually probably travel, you know, you won't lose the money per se, but you're still going to have to go on that same trip at some point in time. But you know, if you don't cancel your hotel within a specific period of time, you'll lose that. I mean, you just, it's just a good idea to like CYA, cover your, you know what, just on the off chance that, that something happens.
Right, right. So I mean, that's a really good, really good thing to think about, whether you do it or not, you know, and like I said, we get that question a lot. So one of the last things we're going to talk about is, we were thinking about this. One of my favorite shows, obviously, is Anthony Bourdain. I love his shows, but he had the show, I don't know if you've ever seen a show several years ago, The Layover. We're talking about all the different, you know, a lot of cities you go to, and say you're there for a day or sometimes even maybe even longer, but maybe even less, and the things you could actually do in a city. And so it got me to thinking about that, and people have asked me that too, saying, like, if you have a long layover, do you go into a city? Well, yeah, totally. Like, if you have, especially if you have a 6 to 8 hour layover, sometimes even longer. I know people that we fly out through LAX, and I've known lots of people who have flown to Australia or Asia, somewhere like that, and they have a long layover at LAX. Well, LAX is a good example too. There's not a lot around LAX, but a 20-minute Uber ride into Santa Monica, and boom, you're at the beach and stuff like that. So you could actually kind of go and do that.
But make sure you leave a lot of time to get back to LAX, because it could take us 45 minutes just to get in the airport these days.
Exactly. But I also had like another friend years ago tell me that this was before I ever went to Memphis, and I'll actually be in Memphis next week. But Graceland, where Elvis is from, is actually 15 minutes away from the Memphis airport. And she had like a several hour layover, just popped in, you know, went on a tour and came back, and then, you know, caught her flight and stuff like that. London, it has, you know, a subway system right there at the airport, and you can get in there. And a lot of times London, especially if you're flying internationally, especially if you get a cheap flight and you have maybe a couple different connections, sometimes you could spend hours in London, up to 6 or 8 hours in London. And one time, I was supposed to actually go into the city of London when I was at Heathrow Airport, and there was an incident and I actually could not get in and stuff like that. But there, I think it's one of those things that, if you have a long layover, you know, think about it. Maybe plan ahead. And that's another excursion in a city that maybe you've ever never been to, or you want to, or you love that city and go, hey, I want to go to this restaurant. If it's easy for you to get it in and out of into the city and back to the airport within plenty of time, I think it's a really good thing to do.
Yeah, and I think layovers is now kind of like the cool thing. Like, wow, airlines, you know, they don't call it a layover. They're calling it a stopover. Yeah. So they're kind of riding on this thing of like, hey, fly through Iceland, stop over in Iceland, and then go somewhere else in Europe. So they're kind of just changing the name of the layover. But I think layovers are cool these days if you plan appropriately. So you won't get your luggage because it's going to be checked. But, you know, whatever you carry on, like carry on an extra T-shirt or jeans or, you know, change of underwear. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, but
whatever.
You could always just leave your stuff that you carry on if you don't want to bring that into the city as well, too, at the airport.
Yeah, if you can check it. You know, you always want to make sure, like, that you check whatever facilities are going to be at the airport that you're going to be doing the layover, just to make sure that you can, you know, secure whatever your carrying on, but most major airports do, you know. But yeah, you could use public transportation, or these days Uber. Uber's so easy. Just, you know, make sure you allot yourself enough time. But, you know, it could be cool, especially if you have the whole day to, you know, go into a city.
Yeah, even though these days so many more airports are getting so much better and there's so much better food, but it's that what I hate and when I travel a lot is you kind of get that fever of like, hey, I want to be out in fresh air.
Oh yeah, because
you go from a terminal to the plane to da-da-da-da, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of times like when you're even when I if it's a plane, I have to disembark on a you know, on the jetway and stuff like that. And it's like, oh my God, I'm even if it's 2 minutes, I'm out in the air. So let alone if you have hours to kill, why not, you know, go and have a little excursion, a little fun in a city.
Yeah, and if you are doing that in Europe, just a word to the wise, if you're stopping in a country that you're not going to end up staying in, make sure that you call your credit card company and tell them that you're going to be there, even if it's just for a few hours, because if you try and use your credit card in a country that you haven't alerted them to, they're going to throw up a fraud warning on your credit card and you're not going to be able to use your credit card. So just make sure that you kind of think that out ahead of time and that you let them know so you're not like stranded somewhere without any cash or charging ability.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
And I think, so the last thing that we want to talk about, and this is something that has really been talked about the last week, the United Airlines debacle, if you will, where they actually, security at the airport actually removed a gentleman from the flight because they needed to bump him and put on, it was their employees, right?
Yes,
flight attendants. And the man refused, which I think we all could be in his shoes too, that he said he needed to get home and he did not want, because he's already on the plane. It's one thing if you get bumped, you know, ahead of time, but he actually did not want to do that. I don't think we want to be all dragged off like he did, but it is something now United is facing. And but what has come up is that there are a lot of rights that we also need. This is another fine print thing that we all need to read and we all need to know, because there are many reasons that you could actually get bumped from a flight.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the thing about United is it actually wasn't United that took the guy off the plane. Right. It's the federal marshals. So, you know, I think United obviously... Well,
it was the hotel. It was the... Not hotel. It was the airport security.
Airport security, right.
Airport security. So that
so,
is different.
So, but they are not United.
Yes, they are not United.
I think that, you know...
This could have happened to anybody.
You could be on any airline. So I think, you know, there's a lot of shame and bashing at United, which I understand, but it could have been Southwest. It could have been American. Yeah. It could have been Virgin. It could have been any airline that this happened on, because... There actually is, you know, a whole slew of gobbledygook fine print when you book your flight that says that, yes, they actually can't, not that they can pull you, not that they should pull you off a plane like this, right? But they actually can bump you off a plane for, like, there's a million different reasons. And we just never read that because we think, well, if we pay for the airline ticket, that should be our seat, when in actuality, that's just not how it works. And every airline has the exact gobbledygook that United has. This was just an incredibly bad, unfortunate experience all around. Somebody was filming it. These days, that's not unlikely, you know, and it is going to happen. So, you know, something that you should think about is if you have an airline credit card, not that this can't happen to you, but... you're probably less likely to be asked
if you're a frequent flyer with that airlines, most times they say that that's not going to happen. You won't get bumped for it. And most times when they bump you, a lot of times they'll do it ahead of time.
Right.
So it won't be actually when you're actually on the plane. And I could totally understand the man's frustration or anybody's frustration. Like, hey, dude, I'm already here. My stuff's here. Let's go. I don't want to do this. Ahead of time, hopefully you're going to maybe get something for it, too.
Right, right. And a lot of the credit cards come with like trip cancellation and interruption insurance that can actually like reimburse you up to, I don't know, like $10,000 per trip if your trip is canceled because of sickness or weather or lots of other situations. So, you know, the United credit card could have actually maybe helped this particular right. person in this situation. Right. And I know that the airlines now are evaluating their policies and procedures of, you know, I mean, I think United could only offer this guy, I don't know, it was under $2,000, you know, as a sort of parting
right,
gift.
Right.
But they've now upped that to, I believe it's over $9,000 that they could authorize.
He's going
to
sue them, so.
Well, he's going to sue them, but yeah, right. I don't know who's going to win. Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. I know that
right, right.
If, when we look at the video, it looks very black and right, white, and it's right. a terrible, terrible situation.
Right.
But I think, again, it just shows you, like, although this happened on United flight, this was not, I mean, this could have happened anywhere. Yes, and yeah. so I think that's something to remember.
And a lot of the reasons why you can get booked off too, if a pregnant woman is, what is it, 2 weeks or so out?
Yeah, if a pregnant woman is 2 weeks, you know, before giving birth, they can actually say you're
how
not,
that comes up, I don't know, but it does.
But they can. It's all in that fine print. So exactly. if there's any people out there listening that love to read fine print for fun, maybe you can read all the fine print and right. let us know, but
there's a lot of other reasons
there's
too
a lot
like
of reasons.
That if you have bad body odor,
if you have bad body odor, gosh, you know, if you're not dressed properly, even, we've seen some things come up about
right.
that lately.
If you are drunk,
if you
are
this,
drunk, whatever, you know,
offensive to someone, I mean, I think there's, you know, I hate to say it, but you know, you're boarding a public vessel that is
right.
sort of federally
right.
mandated,
right.
you know, and
let alone obviously, and this drives me crazy, I don't understand. I've it's been explained to me by airline officials of how, you know, they wouldn't survive with if they don't overbook, but every time it's overbooked,
they overbook.
And you know, and
that's part of their revenue
exactly,
policy is
exactly,
overbooking
exactly.
because there's a staggering amount of people who just don't show up for
yeah.
flights
yeah.
or will change their flights. And so, you know, in order for them to get the numbers that they need to make some sort of profit, although it seems, I mean, how they're not making profit blows my mind. But
that's what I'm saying. Is
but
exactly.
I mean, that's just their strategy. So
right.
they overbook. And
yeah.
and you've all heard it where they're offering, you know, if you give up your seat for a certain amount of dollars. And, you know, if you're ever in that situation, I highly and you can, I highly suggest you sort of take advantage of that.
Oh yeah, I've gotten free flights and a night at a hotel there, and I was like, okay, cool, that was
well,
fun.
Yeah,
I got to spend a night in Philadelphia and go, all right, that was fun. You know,
if you go up to them and you say, you know, I'm happy to give up my seat, but that $250 you're offering is just not enough.
Yeah.
A lot of times they will up your secretly just for you because they can go up a lot higher
yeah.
in what they offer you. So again, don't be an a-hole, but don't
yeah.
be afraid to ask.
Well, also too, when it happened for me, it was around Thanksgiving. So it's like it that even more so, they're so overbooked then. It's so crazy. And it was just like, all right, how about, you know, and I've had other friends too that tell me that too. Like, hey, you know. If I schedule my flight, I can get in a little bit later. I can get in the next day. Why
and
not?
Then if you've got a free flight to fly somewhere else,
yeah,
I mean, heck,
exactly.
you just like knocked off one of your travel goals for the year, right? Without you even knowing it. So
exactly. So look into your rights. When you fly, look at the fine print. Make sure you know your rights and what it is. So you're not dragged off a plane and you don't go viral as well. So those were our travel tips that we came up. Just, you know, a lot of them, some are topical and stuff like that. So we want to know if there's other travel tips that you guys have questions. Please email us and let us know. We've had people email us about, hey, I'm going to this city or I'm going on this trip. Do you guys have any advice? And we've sent people travel guides. We've sent people tips. We've sent people, you know, just information. So if you have any travel tips that you want us to either talk about on air or you want to, you know, us to email you, we're all glad. We love interacting with you. So send us that, you know, please do.
Yeah. Head on over to the site. You can hit contact and in there you can write us a message and let us know where you're going. Let us know your travel tip and we'd love to help you out. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game and Instagram at millennial_money.
Algorithms can do so much more than control social media feeds. In fact, they have the power to save lives and improve our health. At the Weizmann Institute, Professor Yonina Eldar has pioneered innovative algorithms that optimize MRI scans and make ultrasound devices more portable, affordable, and accessible. Professor Eldar's lab develops AI tools that can pave the way to new technologies that can see, hear, and communicate beyond existing limits. Learn more at celebratinggreatminds.org.